Tell me, what have you learned or resolved lately that was a puzzle not that long ago?
Well, I've been working on an experiment for a couple of years now, and yesterday I finally got an idea about a means of providing feedback in the experiment that now seems completely obvious, but it didn't for 2 years. So there's something. The details of this, I can talk about it, but the details are part of an ongoing experiment involving the interaction between mind and matter at the quantum scale. And it's addressing an outstanding problem in quantum theory, namely the quantum measurement problem. I'm not sure I want to say exactly what it is that I figured out, because, as I said, it's an ongoing experiment. But I'll just say that occasionally I get an insight, and then it resolves a nagging problems that I've had for a while. I have to say that that the idea did not come to me by figuring it out. It came to me like most of my ideas, which is either immediately after meditating or in the shower or doing something in which I'm not consciously paying attention to it at all.
Let's stay with that, because one of my areas of research is the usefulness of white noise. And of course, when you're sitting in the shower, as you say, there's white noise, as well as negative ions, which is the consequence or outcome of just standing in the shower, which suggests, why don't we just all take a shower together?
In fact, if you make a list of all the things that are very pleasant, a hot shower, a good hot shower, a good long hot shower, that's going to be near the high part of the list.
What's new and promising?
Well, I think the new and promising area of research is on retrocausation.
What do you mean by retrocausation?
By retrocausation, I mean that the usual sequence of cause and effect have been reversed, which implies something moving backwards through time, either an influence moving backwards through time, or perhaps information moving backwards through time. There are several lines of research now that are beginning to converge and providing stronger and stronger evidence that not only is this true in human experience, and we're able to see it in the laboratory, but also true now in the physical world, especially in the realm of quantum mechanics. Now, we all know that the quantum world is very odd because things don't seem to be locked in space and time in the way that we experience it in the everyday world. But now it's becoming easier to measure, because we're finding new ways of measuring, the effect of the flow of time in quantum events. And so you can measure things that go forward and measure things that go backwards. And so all of that is combining with what we see happening in human experience, both conscious and unconscious experience that can be measured, that also suggests that sometimes time moves backwards. If we pull away from all of this, and we would basically agree with Einstein, who said that time is a stubbornly persistent illusion, it's not what our clock is telling us. It's more like something that we've created and seems to work well enough, often enough, that most of the time we think that time is independent of us, that it somehow moves all by itself. And what these experiments are now saying is that that's actually not the case. Time does seem to be a construction of our mind. And under the proper circumstances, you can see that you can make events go backwards in time.